Joining us now is Dundas City Administrator Janelle Teppin. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Jeff.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Now, is it Valentine Day or Valentine's? I always put the Z on the end there. Not sure.
I don't know.
You did not see that question coming,
did you? No, I did not. No, okay. I don't have an answer.
You had a Dundas City Council meeting. We were talking before the meeting, or before we went on the air. 13 minutes?
Yep. 13
wow.
minutes.
Man, I don't
we
know if that's
efficient.
A record. But that is certainly a model of efficiency, no doubt about it. Well, you did do some things in that time, and we can talk about it. I don't know if we'll get 13 minutes, but we'll probably get 12 out of this. Let's talk about the pavement management report and why that's an important report. Tell us about that.
So we contracted, the city council approved a contract with WSB, who is our city engineer, and they came out and rated all of our streets. And, you know, rank them then on, you know, if they're in good condition, fair condition, critical, you know, so on and so forth. And you know, we have 11 miles of streets in Dundas, and for the most part, the streets are in pretty good condition. And that's because, you know, Dundas in the mid 80s, 90s, 2000s really invested a lot into their infrastructure. And so we're not looking at really any large imminent street projects, but it's good to have the report. It's good to then go back out on a, you know, semi-annual basis just to make sure that the ratings remain you know, where we expect them to be. And that will help us plan for the future in terms of maintenance activities, whether it's your regular seal coat, you know, things that we do kind of every year, just the regular maintenance of our streets, or if we need to start planning for any mill and overlays or reclamations, or do a complete street reconstruction if the pavement has completely broken down.
Can they tell by looking at it if the street is completely broken down? Do they look at, like, the age of it and maybe the condition and take a lot of, I would imagine they take a lot of factors?
Oh, absolutely. They're on site, so they come out and they actually visually see each and every piece of roadway in the city. So it's not like they're using Google Earth or, you know, anything like that to take the measurements. And yes, you can tell when a street needs some kind of maintenance.
Yes, I can. I know I can.
Yeah.
When did they do this? Was it before the snow flew?
Oh,
you had ice and everything?
Yep, they did the actual rating last summer.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So they put the plan together, the pavement management plan. We've had it, staff has had it for a couple of months, and then we brought it to the city council at the previous meeting, just in a work session so they could review it. So now we asked them to accept the report last night, and at our next city council meeting, they'll have a work session where they'll talk about projected costs for some of the activities, you know, maintenance kind of activities that we see coming up in the kind of, you know, near short term through the pavement management plan.
All right.
And then at a future work session, I think we're looking at a meeting in April, we're going to talk about how the city pays for things like that, because the city currently doesn't have any kind of assessment policy. Whether, you know, so it's wide open at this point. There are a variety of ways that we can look to pay for it, and we'll be exploring all of those options with the council.
All right. And the city does have to pay for that, which means the citizens get to pay for it in one way or the other. So,
right.
Folks, on how you do that, keep an eye on the council and
yep.
what they decide. Let's talk about the road projects for 2023, this coming summer. Have those been identified yet? Does the plan go after 2023, or have you already identified and booked the road construction for this year?
We have in our capital improvement program some kind of maintenance for Forest Avenue. Mm-hmm. We don't really know yet what the extent of that maintenance is going to be, whether it's a partial reclamation, partial, you know, new construction, not really sure yet.
Once again, Janelle Teppin is with us, the Dundas City Administrator. Let's talk about some the office staffing. You've had some rearranging within the office staff. Tell us about that.
Right. So in an effort to improve our efficiency, you know, as most organizations regularly do, take a look at how things are getting done, how tasks are being done. I took a look at our office staff and the various tasks that we perform, and came up with a couple of new job descriptions. One is for an office manager, and one is for an administrative assistant position. The City Council approved both those new job descriptions last night, and we'll start advertising for both of those. The office manager position is a full-time position. The administrative assistant right now is at least for the remainder of 2023, and we'll see how it goes, is at 28 hours a week. So if anyone is interested, knows anybody who's interested, give me a call. Stop by, look at our website. Great place to work.
All right. And you've got a new building to work in, and all is good. And 13-minute meetings to attend. So can life be
any
better?
Doesn't get much better.
All right. Janelle, anything else that you'd like to pass along?
Nope.
Thank you. Thanks for checking in. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yep. Thanks, Jeff.
Janelle Teppin, the Dundas City Administrator.